Okay,
tonight, Bezrat Hashem, is Tu Bishvat, the 15th of Shvat. It's brought down in Halacha, because some people at least, don't say Tachanun, Erev Tu Bishvat, because it's like a Yom Tov, a little Yom Tov.
From midnight today till tomorrow morning?
No. It means that Erev Tu Bishvat, and Tu Bishvat, maybe it's only Tu Bishvat itself.
We didn't say
Tachanun. Then, alright, so Tu Bishvat is the makor for Tu Bishvat is in a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. That on Tu Bishvat, on the 15th of Shvat, is Rosh Hashanah li'ilanot. It's machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds on Aleph Shvat, and Beis Hillel holds on Tu Bishvat. So there's a very interesting Shem Mishmuel. The Shem Mishmuel says as follows. So he brings a Ran. There's a Ran in Rosh Hashanah explaining why the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanot is in Shvat and why it's on the beginning of the year. So the Ran explains that a tree, how does a tree form its fruit? A tree forms its fruit because the sap of the tree enters into the tree, and from that sap forms the fruit. Says the Ran, since the majority of our rain ends by Tu Bishvat, so it means all the sap that's going to come into the sea, right, into the tree, all the sap that's going to come into the tree is going to come before Tu Bishvat, or Arashvat, Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and therefore, the beginning, anything which blossoms by Tu Bishvat, it means it's from the year before Tu Bishvat, because it's already in potency, already there in the tree. And the blossoming is just a recognition of that sap being in the tree. That's the Ran. That's the Ran Rosh Hashanah. Says the Shem Yishmuel that the makor for this, in Ruchnias, this is makor, so that's how it is, that's the reason for the halacha. But the makor for this is, how do we paskan in Tishrei? Right? If we go, the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel starts in Tishrei. Beis Shammai represents, like the Gros says this as well, Beis Shammai represents din. Yeah? That's why it's called Shammai. Shammai is Loshon Shmama, destruction. And Beis Hillel, right, represents chesed, right? Lehodot lehalel, the person's praising Kodesh Baruch Hu, that means praise is an expression of man. Like when man first came into the world, right? When first he davened. So man's tafkid is to bring the world from its potency into its expression. Bringing potency into expression, that's a middle chesed. That's halal, that's hillel, right? So the Gemara says in brachos, right? Kodesh, where do we know we make a bracha rishon? It says, Kodesh hilulim lashem. So we see the Indian of bracha, the Indian of bracha is the Indian of halal, to lehodot lahalal. That's bringing one's potency, like you see with Adam Arisha when he davened for rain, bring one's potency into reality. That's hillel. So hillel is midas hachesed. Says the Shem Yishmuel, midas hadin is expressed when? It's expressed on Aleph Tishrei, because then the world is nidon, the world is judged, right? The world is judged. Rosh Hashanah, the world is judged. Aleph Tishrei, the world is judged if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing or not what we're supposed to be doing. Yeah? That's Midas Adin. So that's Aleph Tishrei. To Tesvav Tishrei is what? Is Sukkos. What's Sukkos? Sukkos is a time of Chesed. Why is it a time of Chesed? To understand a little bit more, I'll explain a bit more. Rosh Hashanah is considered Tshuva Miyira. Till Yom Kippur is Tshuva Miyira. That's a time that Sarasu made Tshuva. And Sukkos, right, the beginning of Sukkos, till Hoshana Rabbah, is considered Tshuva Mi'ahava. So that's Mitzad HaChesed, that's Mitzad HaDin, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. And Sukkos, till Hoshana Rabbah, is Mitzad HaChesed, Tshuva Mi'ahava. That's Mitzad
first.
In terms of Tshuva, first the person has to do Tshuva Miyira. And then the higher level is Tshuva Mi'ava. Then there will also be Yira, and then Ava, Yira and Ava. That's in terms of Tshuva. So says the Shem Yishmuel, the Shvat represents a shlish of the year. right? I.e. 4 months into the year, right? That's a shlish, a third of the year. Now, since we're starting with Rosh Hashanah, which is the head of the year, if you go a shlish down, a third down, you come to the lev. So therefore, two bishvat, or shvat, represents the period of lev. That means you take 4 months from Rosh Hashanah, which is Mitzat HaDin, that's Beit Shammai, you get to Aleph Shvat. Okay. According to Beis Hillel, if you take 4 months, which is a third of the year, you go from Sukkot, which is the time of Chesed, you come to Tu Bishvat. So that's what he explains. That's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Both agree, though, that when the head comes to the heart, that means the beginning of the year, the Rosh of the year, whether it's Tshuva Mi'ira, Rosh Hashanah, or Tshuva Mi'ava, which is Sukkot, right? That then gets the level of heart, which is the beginning of expression, right? Because we live with our feelings. We live here. We don't live here. We live here. So the beginning of expression is Tu Bishvat. That means the first fruit, the fruit of this year, come to their potency, the beginning of their blossoming on Tu Bishvat. Then he explains, Ki Adam who ate asada. Just as this is by a fruit, so a man is called Eitz Asada, the tree of the field. And just as fruits have the beginning of their blossoming, the fruits of last year come from Rosh Hashanah and come to their potency by Tu Bishvat, right? So too, a man, his fruits come to their potency by Tu Bishvat, i.e., a man then is judged on Tu Bishvat, just as the fruit of the tree, a judge, it's Rosh Hashanah for the fruit of the tree. So man is judged for the beginning of those fruits, i.e. when that potency comes into blossoming, i.e. the beginning of man's actions, the first third of the year. There's another period of time, just to understand Tu Bishvat, there's another period of time which is Shavuos. Shavuos is what? Shavuos is the time of the Bikurim, the first fruit of Eretz Yisrael. You bring the Bikurim. And Shavuos is associated, we know, Matan Torah. When the first fruit come out, that means our first actions come into full fruition. That's Shavuos, and that's time of Matan Torah. So obviously, Tu Bishvat has to have some association when the beginning of the blossoming of the fruit and then the final harvesting of the fruit, which the beginning of that harvesting starts with Shavuos and ends with Sukkot, because Sukkot is Manakatsir. I mean, that's the end of the year, right? But the beginning of the first fruit is Shavuos, and we know that's Matan Torah, and then it goes on till Sukkot. So let's try and understand now the year. We learn in Parshas Noach, it says, Noach, right? Elu told us Noach. Noach. Which of the generations of Noach? Noach. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Todotav Shalat Tzadik. Right? What's the generations of the Tzadik? The fruit of the Tzadik. Maisim Tovim, with good deeds. So we see that the Maisim of a person are his fruit, are his Todot, that's which comes from him. So now, what's the difference of Avoda of this period of time? Because now, really, the winter months has passed to the summer months. The winter months are the times of potency, and the summer months are times of when the fruit come out into the world. Time of expression. Right? Yeah? So, given that, I'm not going to give you how the whole cycle of the year works. Given that, we have 12 months, 6 winter months, and 6 summer months. The 6 winter months, which are the times of Gshomim, when everything's growing, at least the fruit, we're talking about the fruit of the tree, right? Because that's associated with man's actions. The world's coming to its potency. Those are therefore things, the potency of a person is zachah. Just as we mentioned before, zachah means, is the word for zachah is zeicha. Gemara Bava Basra says amazing mistake. Zeicha Amalek or zachar Amalek? The males of Amalek or the remembrance of Amalek? But you see from that Gemara that the word zeicha and zachah are interchangeable. Why Dafkut's mentioned by Amalek? That's a separation. But we see that those words are interchangeable. The memory of a person is his potency. What I have in my head is my potency. The expression of that potency is the female. So therefore, the winter months represent the male months, and the summer months represent the female months. We have six winter months and six summer months. Okay? Now let's go through it. We have what service is called six spheres. The six lower spheres, which represents man's expression. Right? Or man's connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu through these six spheres, the lower six spheres. Those six spheres are Chesed, Din, right? Go through them. Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Right? Those are the six spheres. Okay? According to this Cheshbon, it comes out, right, that Shvat is Hod. And Adar is Yesod. When there's Adar Sheni, so the second Adar is Malchus. Then it's full expression. We don't have that in the winter months. Because the winter months in and of themselves, the female is Malchus in general. But it's expressed there already. Because that's what Malchus means. Okay? Chod is the midah of Aaron. Chod is Lashon of Hoda'ah. Hoda'ah is thanking. Therefore, the concept of Shvat is a concept of Hoda'ah. So what's Hoda'ah mean? Hoda'ah represents, that's why on Tu B'Shvat there's a minhag that we eat from the fruit, we make a bracha, which is a Hoda'ah, you read some Midrashim, or you need some praise of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you daven for the fruit, there's a minhag that you daven for a good Esra, right? I'm going to explain all these reasons in a minute. Because where there's a Hoda'ah, the Avodas Alev, Ezehi Avodas Shebalev, Zu Tefillah. This is Hoda'ah. So man, when he gets to that level that his Maisim are coming to fruition, what does he have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ability that he's alive, that he gave him this kochot to bring his strength, his potency into fruition. That's the Hoda'ah. And that Hoda'ah helps those actions form good fruit, first fruit, which are then judged on Shavuot, which is a time for the judging of the trees, also the first fruits, right? And that's Matan Torah, which is in a certain sense also a time of judgment of man's actions. Come how long we're in line with the Torah. And that's basically how the cycle, and then we have this period of time till Sukkos, where we're still reaping our fruits, i.e. reaping our actions, till we finally get to Rosh Hashanah and we start the same cycle again. You with me? We always find that Parshas HaShavua, Parshas B'Shalach, always happens before Tu B'Shvat. And the Shlo HaKadosh says, whatever's written in the Parsha, right, is a remnant to what's happening in that week. The week before, the week behind. So, okay, there's a hint in that, because Shabbos is always connected to the 3 days behind or 3 days before, or the week before. It's different ways of understanding Shabbos, yeah? So, just as Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha, the Parsha that's read on Shabbos is the Makor of what's going to happen in that week. And he says, even in individuals' lives, a person will see from the Parsha Shavuah his individual. We maybe don't have the ability to do that because we don't know how to read the Parsha, but certainly in terms of the Jewish months or the Jewish ideas, there's a remnant in the Parsha. What do we see in Parsha Shavuah? We see Parsha Shira, right? So, and this is the concept of Hoda. This is the concept of Lohoda. We never saw. We left out of Egypt, there's no Hoda. Kriyas Yamsuf, there's a Hoda. So why, when coming out of Egypt, there's no Hoda? Kriyas Yamsuf, there's a Hoda. Hoda has to be when a person gets a certain level of freedom. Leaving Egypt, Klal Yisrael was still avdei paro. They still derech eretz plishtim ki karovu. They were worried, sending their expedition, they come back to Mitzrayim, which we see that when it happened in Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a taina. Hamim b'likvar Mitzrayim, there's nowhere to die in Egypt, if they can't see the Midbar. Sagar aleinu tadere, mevuchim hem ba'aretz. That's why Paro went after them. They still felt this avdus to Paro. We know from Chazal that Paro represents, Mitzvah Shishar, right? For many Chazal, the Paro represents the Yed Sahara. So there was still Meshuba to the Yetzer Hara, either actions weren't yet free of Paro. When a person's actions comes from potency to the level of Lev, which is the level in which we're Ovid Hashem, then we're free from Paro. That's Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is when we see Paro drowning in the sea. There was still Mikat Ne'emunah, says Chazal. They had to come back, according to Tosfos and Erech, they had to come back on themselves, right? Stav, I'll tell you an interesting thought I heard on Shabbos from Rabbi Tia. He says as follows, says that according to Tosfos, they went in a circle like that. They went around, like a rainbow. Yeah?
And like into the water and like that.
Semi-circle. Yeah, they went backwards. So it was like a rainbow, semicircle. That. If, and there were 12 shvilim, right? So it says 12 shvilim, you go in a semicircle, right? So the middle shvil is smaller than the outer shvil. The middle circle is smaller than the outer circle. And the Gemara says in Sota, Kasha Zivugo Shel Adam, and this is Zohar as well, Kasha Zivugo Shel Adam Shel Kriyas Yamsuf, and Kasha Panasato Shel Adam Shel Kriyas Yamsuf. It's difficult, the Panasa of a person can Kriyas Yamsuf. So he said a very interesting word. He says, every person has his own shvil. Some people, the circle is very small, for finding a shirach, or for finding their Panasa. Some people, the circle is very big. But everyone has their own shvil. So long as you're on the shvil, so long as you're on the way of the shevet, you're on the way of the Torah, there's a shvil. It might be long, but be patient, and you'll get there. You understand? Where would you expect that Tu B'Shvat would be expressed in the Torah? Since Tu B'Shvat represents a time for shir, for praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? So that represents a time when Klal Yisrael, what they saw the Ra, Paro, the Yetzer Hara was completely destroyed. They saw them coming on the same side, was completely destroyed, and then they had Shira. So now, the way we say Shira is, as Yashir. So, Rashi is very confused here. We mean as Yashir. We just say, V'Moshe Shar. We said, then we will sing Moshe. We're singing now. What do you mean, then Moses will sing? And the Jewish people, when then? Now what they're singing. So Rashi says, two pshatim. Rashi says, pshat number one, how does a person sing? It's ala belibo, it goes up into his heart. So Rashi says, afkan yashir, what does yashir mean? Right? As kishara hanes, when he saw the nes of Paro and all Chela being destroyed, ala bilibo shiyashir shira, that it went up into his heart to sing shira. That means the process of shir is when the nes, that recognition of the nes that God protects us, hits our heart, and then automatically there comes to shir. That means it's a recognition of lev. Shir is a recognition of lev, of the tov Kodesh Baruch Hu does for us. The shir is something automatic. So, as Yashir represents, is a recognition of lev. Recognition of lev is a hoda'ah. When you're mode ala emes, when you're mode to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a hoda'ah. That's when the lev is recognizing where he is, there's a recognition of Lev, i.e. when the year gets to that recognition of Lev, which is Shvat, then there should be sheer Lashem. In other words, we've reached that stage in our avoda where we've menatzeach in the place of our lev, because the place for the etzara is in the lev. When in our lev, our fruit came to that level where no longer the etzara has hashpa on those maisim, on those actions that we had from the beginning of year in our thoughts, then the lev is mode to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tu Bishvat is the time when we're judged on that lev. How much of power did we put in the seed? How much of power went away from us? How much of our actions are free from the Yetzirah? How much of our heart is Shaarat HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much of us are connected? Because if at this stage, we got to the stage where our potency from the beginning of the year came to the beginning of blossoming, the beginning of expression, that will cause us mimele to be shah to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the hoda'ah on Tu Bishvat. So what we do on the fruit of the trees is basically an example of what's really the process that's happening inside of us. And we do with the first fruit, because the first fruit of the fruit of Nishtabcha Eretz Yisrael. Why the first fruit? And why the first fruit in Shavuos? So it's brought down in Midrashim. The Arizal also brings it down. That the first fruit, including the Etrog represents Malchus, and we're going to why double for Malchus by the Etrog. That the first fruit, right, the seven species, right, represent the fruit in which Adam HaRishon was Chote, sinned, right? Eating of those fruit was the Chet of Adam HaRishon. On Shavuos, we take those first fruit and we offer them as a korban to Hashem. We minif them. We lift them up towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu as an offering. We change the concept of those first fruit. Instead of being something which causes Chet, they become, now with Matan Torah, they become, those same fruit become something which is an avodas Hashem. When you get to Shavuos, I'll speak more about it. So Tu Bishvat represents the praise that those first fruits, those actions, that Chet of Adam HaRishon was nitkan, was fixed somewhat in us, that we remove from those first fruits, we remove from our actions any zecha of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. And that's what's causing us to shah. Okay? As Yashir, Rashi says another pshat, as Yoshi means, then when will we shah to Kodesh Baruch Hu? B'tchias HaMesim. That's when we really will shah. It's the same concept of shir. The concept of shir is what? When our actions in this world are so expressed that it's free of the Yetzirah, that when we go to Tchias HaMesim, our goof will be completely shalem, completely complete with all our mitzvahs, then we'll be full of shir at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the place for shir. Klape Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is the place of the Avodas Halev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liba Boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our hearts. This is a place of avoda shebalev, says the Gro. The avoda in this world is the avoda of alev. That's why it says the avoda in this world is the avoda of the midas, because the midas, the place of the midot, our characteristics, is our hearts. According to this, when is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is the bringing of those first fruits. When those first fruits come to fruition, that Shavuos, Matan Torah is Olam Haba. And that's what it means, the Ketarim that we got Matan Torah, the crowns that we got Matan Torah, Nais of Anishma, those are the crowns that the Rambam speaks when he says, he gives us a dogma of Olam Haba. He says, Tzadikim Yoshvim, Tzadikim sit, V'atarotem Aroshem, and the crowns, two crowns on the head, that's Nais of Anishma, V'neinim Ziv Hashchina, and they benefit from the Ziv of the Shchina. You with me? The radiance of the Divine Presence. So, Klape Matan Torah, Tu Bishvat is Olam Hazeh. This is the world that we bring ourselves into potency. That's Avodah Halev. That's the Avodah of the Yetzirah. That's the Avodah Kneged Paro. On Tu Bishvat, did we get to Az Yashir? Did we get to Tchilas Hashir? Or did we not get to Tchilas Hashir? On that we're judged. How much we remove power from our hearts, how much we remove the Yetzirah from our hearts. The more we remove him from our hearts, the more it's clear to us that he's dead. Whatever level of killing our Yetzirah we did, that's the level of Shir we're going to have. And our tefillah for these first fruits and for an Esrog, because Esrog represents Malchus, represents the concept of Malchus in the world, right? Like the Ramban says, the Yom Shmini Atzeret is Yom HaEsrog, because Yom Shmini Atzeret represents the Malchus, the Gilu of Malchus in the world, right? And that's his final, I'm not going to go through it, but when we learn that, it's the final tikkun of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. So we're dabbling for good Esrog, and we're dabbling that our Esrog will be so clean, they won't show any gum in our lave. Because all our actions came to Malchus, came to full expression, which is then represented in this Esrog that has no blemishes, which is a complete, perfect Avodas Halev. That's why Esrog is Keneged, the Lev, in the Arba Minim. You with me? So that's why in Tu Bishvat we daven for good Esrog, because we want a pure Lev, that all our actions come out into a full fruition. Eventually that Lev gets into Malchus, which is represented in the Esrog. So according to this, the time for Shir is Shavuos. And that's why we have a minute on Shavuos to read Shir HaShir.
And eat cheesecake.
Yeah, Shir HaShir. So therefore, Tu Bishvat, in a certain sense, Klape Torah, Klape Shavuos, represents Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba. So the Shir that we're saying on Tu Bishvat is the Shir when we're seeing the defeat of our Yetzirah come, and as much as our Yetzirah is defeated, is associated with our Shir, because our lave, our heart, is naki, is clean from that Yetzirah, which enables us to see the Nisim that Kodesh Baruch Hu does for us in saving us from that Yetzirah and saving us from Paro, and then we're shout to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the Shir of Tu Bishvat. The Shir HaShirim on Shavuos is living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the connection of issues with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not a Hoda, that's living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Shira, living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is living so completely with the Naaseh v'Nishma, right? That you have such issues, right? That's why, you know, it's brought down in Chazal, it's a Zman Chupa. The Haka Gigis is the Chupa, right? That's the concept of Shira. The concept of living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the concept of living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah. That's our issues with him. And that's the concept of Olam Haba. That's living with Ziv HaShchina. So for the Shira that we say then is a Shira of issues, a Shira of our love and our appreciation and our relationship with him. And our relationship is through the Torah. That's a different type of Shira. You understand? The fruit represents those actions that come into fruition, i.e. the davening for good fruit means that we want, though since we got to the status of lave, we want the blossoming, we want those fruit to still continue growing, that nothing should impinge on the fruition of those fruit coming to the stage of the raglaim, the lower level, that we get expressed fully into the world, i.e. in the female months, which represent finally teshuas when there's time of katsur. So the davening for good, the fruits to come out properly, i.e. proper harvesting, is also davening that now that we reach this section of lave, we still have to work towards matan Torah. We still have to work towards it. We still have to, all those fruits have to come out to be complete in proper actions. And that's the davening of Tu Bishvat, for the fruit to be a proper harvesting, but also for our actions to be come out in a proper, for that potency of lave to come out into proper actions. Okay?